Hey Gratitude Seeker, today's episode is about health. In my opinion, we can set amazing goals and we can want to, I don't know, do all kinds of amazing things in 2018. But unless we have health, we can't actually enjoy them. We can earn $1 million in 2018, we can have the dream vacation, we can have all kinds of things, the best Ferrari in the world or things like that. But unless we can actually enjoy them, unless we can enjoy health, the importance of reaching those kinds of goals diminishes quite a lot in my experience. So what are the areas in your life regarding health that you might have been running away from or postponing for quite a while? For instance, for me, it was going to the dentist. I knew that I needed to have some work done on my teeth, but I kept postponing. I kept postponing, and I'm actually a happy case because I didn't go because my teeth were hurting. I wanted to make sure that I go before that actually happens. And in my opinion, setting such a goal, like I said, for 2018 to take care of my teeth more, to go to the dentist and solve the issues that I have, and also to create new habits regarding the oral hygiene, because it's important. Like if you have issues regarding your teeth, it can lead to other problems that just make life less enjoyable and gratitude harder to grasp. So what are the things that you've been postponing? Be honest to yourself. You might know that you have some problems that they might not be that bad right now, but that might actually grow into something that's not very easy to deal with. And sure, there are always other things that are really important that you need to take care of, but you are important as well. And for instance, if you don't take care of yourself, it will be much harder to take care of others if you're in the situation of being a caretaker one way or another. So in my opinion, rather than buying a new TV that's, I don't know, huge and has a really beautiful screen and things like that, a much better investment is in your health, in going to the doctor, investigating if you have a particular problem, changing some habits that you know that aren't healthy for you. And it's always important, in my opinion, to think long term. Like if I will be doing this for 1 year, for 5 years, for 10 years, what impact will that have in my life? How will I be in 10 years if I continue to do this? And if you're a selfless person and you find it harder to think of yourself, think of the people around you. How hard it will be for them, for instance, if they need to take care of you, let's say. I also know that these things might cost money, and it may be hard for you, for instance, to invest in yourself when it comes to these things. But it's so important. So I want you to think about what are the goals regarding your health for 2018. What you've been postponing, maybe, like, I don't know, maybe going to the gym or taking on a new way of eating. For instance, just the way you eat, like the hours at which you eat. Or, for instance, negative habit that we've had, me and my girlfriend, was at night before going to sleep to watch a movie and to eat tortilla or chips. And it was very cool, like we felt like that we deserve it after a long day, but it wasn't good for our health. And now, for instance, we've changed this, and beginning from 7 or 8 p.m., we stop eating. Our body has its own rhythm, its own stages that if we know and we respect, will lead to more energy, will lead to a better health, and a better life experience. And I think that you just can't buy that. It can also be about what you eat or how you eat it. You might be eating things that are not good for you, and you know that. And it's a habit that you can change. Or it might be that you're eating while, I don't know, driving or while doing something else and distracting yourself. For this, an example of a goal can be something like this. I'm grateful now that I love myself enough to give myself 30 minutes to eat in peace, to enjoy the food, and to get a refreshing break. How does this sound? If you don't have half an hour, put in there 20 minutes or 10 minutes, I don't know. It depends on how you work. But it's important because in the long term, one way or another, you will have to deal with the situations that you've created along your life. And even though it might not be comfortable to set such goals, by the end of 2018 or in 5 years from now, you will thank yourself that you did. So, what are your three main goals when it comes to your health? Write them down, let other people know, and create an action plan. Here's to enjoying great health and the great fullness of life. Keep on seeking gratitude.